الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وما شاء الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 21st juz of the Holy Quran. Respected learning friends, we have a few more nights to bring the lesson into the Holy Quran. Let us make the best use of it, and at the same time let us make dua that Allah Rabbul Izzat accept our reciting and our lesson as well. In this juz, there is Surah Sajda. Most of us, many of us, some of us know the surah, and it is that surah which we should try and read as often as possible. Nabi alayhi salam has advised us that a person should recite it every day after Maghrib Salat, after he completed his sunnah in Awabin, whichever salat is going to make. After that, a person should recite Surah Sajda and Surah Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. These two surahs will accompany a person, will keep him, as will Allah Rabbul Izzat will give the surahs a physical appearance. It will have a physical appearance and they will sit there next to him in his grave. Remember we spoke about it, where a person will be placed in his qabr, right? The angels will ask him the question. After that, whatever happens, happens. Then, after everything is completed, he is given chance to rest. Wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person will be told, uskun, let you relax, take it easy. And at that time, to take away the fear of loneliness. And the Rabbul Izzat will give these two surahs a physical appearance that will sit next to him, and he will be allowed to rest with them present next to him. The whole description of it, inshallah, one day. There's many things that we have for one day, but one day, inshallah. قل يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يتوفاكم ملك الموت. Your death will be brought upon you. يتوفاكم, your wafat, your death will take place. ملك الموت, by that angel of death. Who is he الذي وكل بكم? He who has been made in charge of you. Who has been made وكيل. وكيل is from وكيل, the same. From the same origin. So he who has been made in charge of you, he's the one that is going to come and take your life at some point. Allah allow us to live with iman. ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. From there your return will be unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now can you see what I said right at the beginning? Quran ties up with one another. Allah never gave everything on one place like a story. You know, like you said, and read a storybook, here's the starting, that's the ending, no. Allah Rabbul Izzat revealed Quran like this, so that it is a constant reminder. Now, if you were reading one surah and it was only about, like we explained to you, about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, if the whole surah or the whole juz was only about his life, you would have forgotten about other stuff. Allah Rabbul Izzat gives one page, half page, little bit, one, two ayat, and in that, after that, in that, before that, you will find a reminder as far as the akhirah is concerned. This is how Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom and foresight and knowledge. So, doing this, we read something else, and then we come and Allah reminds us of death. And then, Allah Rabbul Izzat carries on and explaining about something else. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Then you are returned unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does it happen? We explain to you that how the ruh is taken up. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you could only see, إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. When those who have oppressed مجرمون, those who have oppressed, who done wrong, and didn't rectify that wrong. No tawbah, no nothing, no forgiveness from Allah. They done wrong, ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم. They will have the head bowed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know when it was the small children and he come in the office of the principal and they look down, they don't know what to do. That was before the arrogance came. Now the parents told the children, arrogance, the child come in the principal's office, he tell the principal nonsense. Parents never taught him manners. But here by Allah, nobody's going to need to teach you manners. You know you're in trouble. رَبَّنَا They will say, "Oh Allah, abusadna, we saw what happened. Wasami'na, we listened." There were ayat, there were instructions, there were everything reminders. We heard it. Farzi'na, oh Allah, give us an opportunity to go back onto the face of the earth. Why would they want to go back? Na'mal salihan. But I said, could do a little bit of good deed. On that day when they will feel Allah Rabbul Izzat mercy, and you have nothing to prove for yourself, then you will feel, if I just did a little bit, if I just said the kalima one time, I'll be alright. So they will plead to Allah, head bowed down, oh Allah, give us a chance, let us go. Little bit. Inna muqinoon, we have yaqeen. Firm belief in what you have told us. What we saw, we died, we saw, everything is dead. Allah says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. If we wanted to, we could have given every person guidance. وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي. Allah says, but my word has to be made true, has to be brought to the truth. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمْ. I'm going to fill Jahannam. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. With jinn and with men, all of them. I'm going to fill Jahannam with it. So Allah had taken a promise, He's going to fill Jahannam. Therefore, there are many people who will not get hidayah, will not get guidance. That is why every time they say, make shukr to Allah for the iman that we have, this is the reason for it. Because Allah selects who He wants to give iman to. We weren't born because how many people were born in a Muslim home and then they left the fold of Islam? Allah save us in our progeny. How many people were born in a Muslim home and they left the fold of Islam? Iman is from this. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا if we wanted to لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا we could have guided each and every soul. Allah said He could have done it. Obviously He could have done it with the owner. So Allah says فَذُوقُوا it will be said to them now taste بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Because we have forgotten of this day that you are finding yourself present in on the day of Qiyamah. How many of us actually do forget about Qiyamah? إِنَّا نَسِيْنَاكُمْ we have also forgotten about you. That's the worst thing that can happen to me. Is when Allah Rabbul Izzat write you off finished. Somebody will tell you do something good fast. And you will have an excuse. Someone will say, make salat, you will have an excuse. Someone will say, do that, you will have an excuse. So for Hajj, you have an excuse. Why? Because Allah Rabbul Izzat didn't bring you onto the path of those who are guided. Allah save us from that. فَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ and have a taste of everlasting punishment. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ because of what you used to do. Then Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا verily those who believe in our verses, when they are reminded about it, when they are reminded about it. Now you've read a few ayat with regards to the akhirah, straight, hard-hitting ayat, it has an effect on the heart, doesn't it? So Allah says, when you come across these, خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا they go down, they fall down in prostration in sajda. When they are in sajda, وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ they then say, the tasbih of Allah, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ this is where it comes from. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَخْبِرُونَ they never ever show pride. So respected elders and friends, when we are reminded of Allah, don't ever show pride because Allah dislikes it. And Allah explains that تَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ they keep their sides away from their beds. The ulama mentioned the Mufassirin, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they have two different aqwal, two different viewpoints. The one is that group that stands up in the night and makes the Hajjud Salah. That group that stands up in the night and makes the Hajjud Salah. And the second viewpoint is those who stay up and attend the Salat of Isha with Jama'ah. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ they come and they call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best time to make dua is at the time of tahajjud. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا such dua that is filled with the fear of Allah and with the hope that Allah Rabbul Izzat will accept from you. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْشِخُونَ What we have given them, they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned there are two such people that Allah Rabbul Izzat boasts to the malaika about. The one is that person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that man that gets up from his family and his comfort and his surrounding and his wife and his bed, and he gets up and he goes for salat. That is the one which Allah Rabbul Izzat says, oh my malaika, look at that man. He has left everything of his behind to go and attend to his salat and to make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat in such a way that he has hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah boasts about such a person in front of the malaika. And it happens on every day of salat. And the second is that person who separates himself from everything and he goes to strive in the path of Allah. And while he is fighting in the path of Allah, he finds himself in such a position that there is no way of running away from the battlefield. And he then goes and he goes forward until he spills his blood for the deen of Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzat boasts about the malaika. That took at that man. He left everything and he went to spill his blood for my deen. Respected elders and friends, remember, we explain the hadith of when your soul will be lifted and it will be taken. With malaika will greet you like they know you. Remember, we said this in the hadith. The relation comes from here. Where Allah Rabbul Izzat himself mentioned so and so a person is doing such and such an action. So the more your name is mentioned, the more the malaika know you. When you go past them, they will greet you, they know you. You don't know them, but they know you. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very simplistic sahabi. And he was once walking by and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was by Nabi alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam conveyed salam for him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you know him? So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a man that is more famous in the heavens than what he is on the face of the earth. So respected elders and friends, we need to build a name there. We need to build a name there. Allah says, for those people, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ That people do not know, a person does not know مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ what we have kept hidden for him مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ from those things which will be the coolness of his eyes. What is it? جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ It is a repayment for those actions that they used to do on the face of the earth. This is a time for hard work. This is a time for hard work. Let us work for our akhirah. Do what we need to do on the dunya, but make time, extra time for your akhirah. Allah give us tawfiq. Tomorrow. InshaAllah, from tomorrow night, from tomorrow, after Ashar Salat. Before the Maghrib Salat, all those brothers who are going to be sitting for the kitab, they should try to be present in the masjid. And then when you come inside the masjid, you're supposed to, by us, that is where the boundary of the masjid is, by that door, right? So when you come inside, you're normally supposed to come into the masjid with your right foot, and when you leave the masjid, you obviously leave with your left foot. And when you generally come in, you make the you read the dua and you make the niyat for nafil and kitab. But for those brothers who will be spending sunnah and kitab, when you come inside the masjid, you make your intention that, oh Allah, I will be spending the sunnah and kitab in the masjid for the last portion of the month, the last 9-10 days of the month of Ramadan, and it is for the pleasure of Allah. And at the same time, whatever dua you want to make at that time, you should do it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned for every night that a person spends in i'tikaf, Allah Rabbul Izzat opens for him between him and the fire of Jahannam a trench which is as big as from the earth until the first heaven. Allah opens up that big gap between him and Jahannam. So respected elders and friends, by the time you have completed 9 days, 10 days of your i'tikaf, you have that bigger space between yourself and the fire of Jahannam. So those who have not yet have the intention, try and make the intention. It is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at least in our lives we have to make sure that we do it at some point. So let us see that how we can, inshallah, try and make the best of this last few days. Thank you.